And we're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday. We're going to talk with Stacy Westby. She was the sophomore volleyball coach for the Huron Tigers this past season. They came out with a 500 record at 9-9. And Stacy, just kind of give your general overview of the season here. You see girls that are dressing varsity, also girls that are just trying to get up to that level. So really have a bit of a mix there.
Yeah, big mix this year. We only had five sophomores on the roster. Morgan Harrison, Allison Fullerton, Kayla Purington, Lindsay Landecker, and Elena DeVries. So we did have to pull up quite a few freshmen to help us out. And once we got things going, it went a lot better. But like you said, lots of girls moving around throughout the season.
You know, and that's the thing, too, with a mix like that. These girls maybe necessarily haven't really played a whole lot together before, even though they've been in Huron the whole time.
Yeah, it took us a while to find our groove. We lost our first four matches in a row, and I know the girls were getting frustrated. I was getting frustrated, but we just kept trying different things, and eventually we found something that worked for us.
We'll talk about that. What was that something you found? Obviously, you always have to play to what the strengths are.
Yeah, just getting the right people in the right spots and moving some hitters around to some new positions that they hadn't played, getting our back row gelling a little better. We moved Morgan Harrison to libero, and that seemed to help quite a bit as well.
Well, just kind of run down those girls, start off with those sophomores, mention their names, what their function was on the team.
Yeah, Morgan Harrison was a sophomore, and she ended up playing libero for us most of the season. Allie Fullerton played hitter. She actually played left, middle, and right at some point. Kayla Purington really stepped up in her role. She was always one of the first people off the bench, getting excited for her teammates. Great kid to have around. Lindsay Landecker, saw her mostly on the right side as a lefty. Elena DeVries really stepped up in the back row in practice. She was challenging a lot of our players and doing a nice job back there. And then we had our freshman, Maddie Huber, stepped in and played back row. Leah Pyle came in a little bit for us in the back row. Bree Ghost as a hitter on the outside mainly, played some middle as well. Reagan Hamilton, she stepped in a few times during the season to serve. She's a really nice serve. Carissa Kretschmar, also another sophomore that stepped up for us. She played some hitting, some in the back row, saw our serve come a long ways this season. Carly Bigelow was our setter. We ended up going to a 5-1. That was another change that we made. Lexi Gilbert played back row for us. Libby Rounds, we saw her mostly in the middle. Brooke Schiltz on the outside. And then Brooklyn Botel as well got to come into the last home match against Brookings and do some serving, and that was a lot of fun.
You know, and that was the thing, too. You know, the numbers sometimes are a little low, but sometimes that's because of what's going on with the varsity, more or less, who you have out and that sort of thing. But, for instance, two names that kind of jumped out there, Morgan Harrison got a little varsity time right at the end of the season, as did Libby Rounds, too, as well. So these girls just got to know. They got to be ready because you never know when the call's going to come.
Yeah, and that's something too, different positions, they don't understand sometimes why we're moving things around, but player development is really important, and we have to see them in a lot of different roles to see what's going to be best for the team.
You know, and that's the bottom line. We need to get everything going to where we want it to be for the 7 o'clock match on any given night, and maybe this year, maybe down the road.
Yeah, exactly. It's not just about the sophomore team. It's about the Huron Tiger volleyball program. So they need to understand that, and they do a nice job with that.
Now let's look ahead here now as you see these girls look to move up. Just three seniors on the roster this year. So there's going to be some experience back, but yet there's a lot of girls I know that you had that know they have a chance to play next year. What are some of the things you'd like to see these kids work on?
Definitely off-season training, making sure we're hitting the gym, getting some reps in, taking care of our physical body, lifting weights, running, those types of things, just staying in shape and making sure we're getting touches on the volleyball to be better players.
You know, and one thing that we always stress too, especially in Huron, you need to be multi-sport. You can't just stay on one sport because we just don't have enough kids.
Yeah, exactly. Love to see them out for basketball, gymnastics, track. Anything. Track in the spring, just being involved with different things and an all-around athlete, like you said.
Stacy Westby finishing out her third year as head coach of the Huron Tiger sophomore volleyball team. Again, they wrapped up their season with a record of 9-9. More coming up here on Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.